AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue at the Pentagon.
Today, we pay tribute to the 2,977 innocent men, women, and children who lost their lives 22 years ago today, at this very minute.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Chair General Mark Milley is at the Pentagon on the day of the deadly terror attacks that also hit the World Trade Center towers in New York and the scene of a plane crash in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. In New York, Margaret Rourke lost her cousin on this day.
I used to go to work, but I realized that I wasn't really concentrating on anything, so I just used to take a vacation day. And I come down here, I listen to the names. You're around people who feel the same way, so it's better.
President Biden is due to join service members and their families later today at a ceremony on a military base in Anchorage, Alaska. Vice President Kamala Harris is joining the ceremony at the World Trade Center. Survivors are using shovels to help in the search in Moroccan villages flattened by a monstrous earthquake. More than 2,400 people have been killed. Both countries say North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will visit Russia. A highly anticipated meeting with President Vladimir Putin. It has set off worries in the West about a potential arms deal for Moscow's war in Ukraine. Hurricane Lee has weakened to a Category 3 in the open waters just north of the Caribbean. Lee is not expected to reach land, but rip currents could be an issue along the U.S. East Coast. Hawaii's Kilauea volcano erupted again after a two-month pause, displaying glowing lava. It's a safe distance from people and structures in a national park on Hawaii's Big Island. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel. This is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are ticking higher in the early going as Wall Street recovers some of its losses from last week. The S&P 500 was 0.4% higher in the first hour of trading Monday. The Dow was up 61 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite was 0.5% higher. Treasury yields were holding relatively steady after rising sharply since the beginning of the month. Where yields head next will likely depend on several big U.S. economic reports that are due out this week on inflation and retail sales. Those are among the last pieces of data that could sway the Federal Reserve on what to do with interest rates at its meeting next week. Hostess Brands soared 18%. The maker of Twinkies and other products agreed to be bought by J.M. Smucker. Smucker, which is also known for making Folgers coffee, fell 7.9%. Seth Sutel, New York.
The British government may ban a type of American XL bully dogs after an 11-year-old girl was attacked by one. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.